It is your daily dose of reality. By the way, this is the new Rolling Stones.
Last night I was piloting in a plane. All the passengers were drunk and insane.
Wow, that's I'm digging that one right there. I'm gonna have to pick that up when it comes out. It is your daily dose of reality. On the line with me, we are joined last minute, by the way, and I really want to thank Pat Hughes for joining us. He's a former Senate candidate in 2010, went up against Mark Kirk, and he's actually the spokesperson now for the Illinois Opportunity Project. And they have the 2012 Illinois legislative vote card, which is available now, and he's going to talk with us a bit about it. Mr. Hughes, what exactly can voters expect to get from this?
Well, first of all, Greg, thank you for having me, and thanks for playing the new Stones. I think it sounds great. What we want voters and people in the political process to understand is that there are, you know, certain votes, from our perspective on economic freedom issues, on liberty issues, that legislators, both in the Senate and the House in Springfield, take that impact their daily lives. And so we chose 16 of those votes across 10 bills, 8 in the House and 8 in the Senate. And then based on how those legislators voted, we graded them from an A-plus all the way down to an F to show that there are some folks in Springfield that are voting in favor of economic liberty, free markets, smaller government, and those who are voting for the same old of government growth and stagnation that our state has suffered from for a long time now.
So when people look at this, and by the way, really quick, where can they find this?
At IllinoisOpportunity.org. is the name of the website. It's on the website, and they can take a look at it. It's a comprehensive document and easy to read, and has a lot of great information about how these folks are voting.
Who are some of the worst representatives when it comes to liberty and economic issues?
Well, sadly, and you know, the Illinois Opportunity Project is a 501c4, and we're nonpartisan. But typically, what we're seeing across the board is that the grades that are being given out that are bad grades, really bad grades in the D and the F range, are typically the Democrats in the Senate and the House. But I have to tell you, and I'm, you know, as you know from my prior life, I'm a Republican. There are also Republicans that don't vote the way that we think they should on economic liberty and freedom issues. But across the board, you know, the Democrats are lower graded than the Republicans.
Some of the issues that you looked at, can you explain those a bit?
Sure. Let me give you an example. We opposed the increase in the cigarette tax, right? And the reason is it's an additional tax. It burdens consumers. It makes it more difficult for people to you know, participate in commerce, and it's just an added tax that's going to slow our economy. So we opposed that, and you know, we graded legislators based on how they voted on that tax. That tax, of course, passed, but we graded them if they voted you know, yes in increasing the tax, they got a bad grade. If they voted no and opposed that tax, they got a good grade. Another vote was there's a bill that passed the House and the Senate that you know, $1.6 billion in cuts to Medicaid by restructuring it and making it more efficient of a service mechanism. And, of course, as you know, Illinois is stagnant with debt and deficits, and that those cuts are important. So we promoted, said, yes, you should vote for $1.6 billion in restructuring. And if you voted yes for that, you got a good grade. And if you voted no for that, you got a bad grade. And across the spectrum of these 16 votes is how, you know, you get graded out. Just like, you know, one of my kids' report cards, no different.
Yeah, and again, just to reiterate, you're not necessarily endorsing any candidates. You're just providing an index for voters to do a quick glance and better understand how their representatives voted. But what about those who are not necessarily in the General Assembly right now? Is there a way to provide an index for people running for office?
You can't do it on a vote basis. The best way you can do it is based on whether they took certain votes maybe in a prior position at maybe the local government or municipal government level, or just based on what they're going to say about what their policies are going to be. Now, in this election cycle, I haven't seen either from the Republican or Democrat side a lot of folks talking about raising taxes and, you know, and adding to structural debt. So it's very hard to know what someone's going to actually do until they get to Springfield, or in the case of the federal government, until they get to Washington, D.C. So I think the way to look at this is if you look across party lines and you see sort of how the votes are cast from the Republican side all the way to the Democrat side, and then you apply a party to each person, you can get a sort of sense based on the leadership of each party how they're going to vote. But there's no real way to tell when someone doesn't have a legislative record.
Pat Hughes, he's the spokesperson for the Illinois Opportunity Project. You can find the 2012 Illinois legislative vote card, which gives you an index of legislators and whether or not they protect taxpayer interests or whether or not they promote economic growth. You can get that report online at illinoisopportunity.org. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. And again, this is for just the state, or is it also for people who would go to D.C.?
No, this is just for the state legislators down there in Springfield. And again, it's a service to folks who are trying to decide what are their elected officials doing, how should they use that information when they go into the ballot box on November 6th. And of course, that's up for them to decide, but we just want them to have as much information on these issues as possible.
Most definitely. Pat Hughes, thank you so much. Again, the website, illinoisopportunity.org. Get that 2012 Illinois legislative vote card. Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks.
Greg, thanks for having me.
Most definitely.